This is the Pilots News Briefing Podcast. I'm Frank Daniels. With me today is Elena Marsh from the Pilots Newsroom, bringing us the latest news in Moore County. And it's another budget story because we're in budget season.
We are.
So Matt and I talked about Pinehurst's budget, and here we are to talk about Carthage's budget, correct?
Correct. So on Monday of last week? Oh, sorry. It was Wednesday of last week. There okay. We go. Now I remember. Carthage had their budget presentation, excuse me, and there were some issues to work through. So the town presented a 3-cent increase in the tax rate. There were also some options given to the board to do just the Board of Commissioners in Carthage, a 1-cent, a 2-cent, and a 3-cent tax increase. Now, hey, I would argue that in Moore County, that's kind of a conservative budget outlook is very popular. So when staff presented that budget, it was not well received by commissioners. And Carthage has only a couple more weeks to sort of change or apply the requests of the board going forward.
What are some of the priorities that were outlined for the budget that would maybe, and then we can say what was the 3-cent increase going to solve versus a 1-cent increase or no increase?
Yeah, I think I agree. That's a good place to start. So the board in March met on a Saturday. They had one of their Saturday budget workshops, and there was very little that the board said they were okay with not going forward with. So I remember sitting in those meetings, or in that particular meeting, they last about the almost the whole day, just a little bit after lunch. So a normal work day on a Saturday, but the conversation very rarely treaded into territory of how are we going to afford this? And that was something that I sort of noted in my story back in March, was that commissioners did not select any sort of requests from their staff that were deemed non-essential. So almost everything that was presented to them in terms of projects, things like the town hall and the sidewalk project for downtown, the making sure that police car the turnover of police cars to getting new ones, vehicle rotation or patrol car rotation, that was deemed essential. So same thing with funding fire. And then also some more administrative positions were deemed perhaps not the most essential, but still essential. There were some public works requests in terms of personnel. All of these things were things that the board wanted to go through with. The only problem is that Carthage does not have a tax rate at this moment, nor do they have a lot of these new homes being bought up yet to fill in that amount of money that they would need.
Yeah, to balance those desired expenditures with whatever revenue.
Exactly.
Okay.
So Emily Yarup, in her budget presentation last Wednesday, said that when the budget was originally designed with everything that the commissioners wanted, it was about $1 million unbalanced.
Oh.
Which was a lot.
Yeah.
So that's when things started coming to her and Keisha Matthews, who is the finance officer. It was like, well, how do we work with that? So they presented that budget. It's a $5.5 million budget. It is balanced with a 3-cent tax increase.
$5.5 million is the total budget?
Yes.
Expenditures?
So like balanced as in revenues, expenditures. And that would only be balanced with that 3.3 increase.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, there are some deficits. So in order to sort of satisfy as much as possible, the town had to find ways to cut back that budget. So one of the ways, and this is just one that I will highlight. There are others. Please, if you are interested, check out my story. But one of those things was freezing two positions in the police department. So when you freeze a position, you're not firing anyone, you're not laying anyone off. That just means that those two positions that are on the books are not filled. So there's currently no one in those positions, but the town wants those positions to continue to exist so that they remember later on in another budget year, we can fill those. Freezing them, however, means that no funding will go to those positions, so you can use that money elsewhere.
Right. Okay.
Well, that was controversial for the board, or it was something that the board had to contend with, because they have said that one of their priorities is to fully fund the police department. Another problem with that is that retention is very difficult in Carthage. They did do a pay study to sort of make sure everyone's salaries meet standard requirements for a town of Carthage's size, and so that any other governments they're competing with, they do have some competition in terms of salary and benefits. So a lot of the town's budget has gone to basically ensuring that people who should be getting paid what they should be getting paid, or basically going towards paying for people. And yet that still has not helped as much at this time with retaining folks.
Right.
In competition with other locations.
Yeah, other municipalities in the county and in surrounding counties.
Exactly. So the board did not feel that there were enough options in front of them to make a sound decision. They were pretty much in total refute of a tax increase at all, any kind of tax increase. And so what happens next is, at this time, Emily Yop, the town manager, and their finance folks have gone back to pretty much redesign the budget. Now, they spent time designing the budget since March. So now they're redesigning a budget over the next few weeks in time for July 1st. It will be interesting to see what comes out of that.
Mm-hmm.
There was some nervous energy among staff wondering what not raising taxes will look like for them. At the same time, the commissioners are seeking to ensure that their constituents get what they voted for, which is the low tax rate that Carthage has had for the last 7 years. They haven't raised any taxes in seven years. It's been a flat tax rate. So, you know, that's just one of those things with local government is, you know, asking yourself as a leader of the community, at least, or as someone who works in a local government, you know, how do you balance those things? So this is just one of those sticking points, I think, between what is desired and the outcomes that you can work with in that parameter.
Yeah. Like any development, it's finding a balance that retains some level of comfort, but also allows for progress to new amenities, I guess.
Right, exactly. So, yes, the new budget will be presented on the 15th of June, and a approval of that budget is set for the 16th.
Okay.
So,
well, like you said, you have other details in your story on thepilot.com.
Yes.
If you take a look at that and you still have questions for Elena, you can send her an email to elena@thepilot.com. That's ELENA@thepilot.com. And if you have questions about the podcast, you can send those to me by emailing frank@thepilot.com. That's FRANK@thepilot.com. And that's the latest news in Moore County.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
Bumped the table at the end.